Do you notice the miracles in your life? Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G, making every day count. So, we just wrapped up from Purim, the happiest day in the Jewish calendar. It was hectic, it was beautiful. I hope yours was too. And I was just reflecting on the Purim story and the Purim festival. We talked about Purim before, but I just wanted to highlight one important point. The story of Purim is a story of salvation. It's a story, by the way, although we read the book of Esther within half an hour on Purim, but it's a story that took something like 9 to 11 years altogether. One of the things that we notice in the Purim story, if you read it, you'll see that it's actually a very natural story. In the simple reading of the verses, there is no supernatural event. Not like Pesach, which is a few weeks away, where God brought plagues, supernatural plagues, split the sea, gave the Torah and Shavuot and Mount Sinai with miraculous thunder and lightning and all kinds of other effects. Not like Sukkot, when we commemorate the clouds of glory that protected us in the desert miraculously from the elements, which was just a supernatural thing. And while we're in the desert, we had miraculous food falling down from heaven. Purim story is very difficult, is very different. It's not supernatural at all. Every event in the Megillah seems like a perfectly natural story. Ahasuerus starts up with his wife makes him upset, he's an old style dictator king, so he kills her. Haman rises to prominence. He decides he doesn't like the Jews, so he persuades Ahasuerus to kill him. Okay, Ahasuerus was a mad dictator, so it could happen. Mordechai hears two ministers are plotting against the king, so he reports it, and the king's life is saved. Nothing supernatural. The king couldn't sleep. He asked for the Book of Chronicles to be read to him, and he found that Mordechai hadn't been rewarded, so he rewarded him. Esther intervenes. She makes a banquet, a strategy. She exposes Haman. Haman is hanged. The Jews are allowed to fight back and they're saved. However, when you examine the story, when you start noticing the details in the story, when you notice the statistics and the sequence and how everything falls into place, and you track it over the 10, 11 years that it took place, you will notice that there's a supernatural hand of God all the time. It is very miraculous. Things to happen exactly when they happened, things to happen exactly how they happened, in a sequence that they happened, is nothing short of a miracle. So Esther is a story on the surface that seems like just a nice story. When you dig deeper, you notice not one miracle, but many miraculous events that are truly mind-boggling. And I thought that this is a metaphor for life. Sometimes, you know, when things go a little bit wrong, we get a little bit uncomfortable, we complain, we kvetch, we're waiting for the great, amazing things to happen. And we don't really stop and take notice of what is happening in our life. If we took notice of what's happening, everything in our life, we would notice that there's miraculous stuff. We all have amazing blessings. We all have miracles that take place. You know, someone just happened to talk to someone and we found a job. Someone was talking to someone and our son, our daughter, our friend, our colleague, our nephew, our niece got engaged and married. Things just amazingly fall into place sometimes where because we don't stop and notice and take note, we just take it for granted. Every day in our prayers, there's a blessing. We thank God, Al Nisecha Shebechol Yom, for your daily miracles, the Al Nifrotecha, for your wonders, Shebechol Eit, that happen all the time. We just have to stop and take note. When we do that, we are filled with gratitude. When we do that, we often notice that the blessings in our life are far greater than the challenges that we sometimes have. And those challenges can be significant, and the challenges can be real, and sometimes they can be even painful. But if we notice the story of our life, we notice the miraculous hand of God that is guiding us and holding us at all times. And that's maybe the story of Purim and the greatness of Purim and the joy of Purim. To learn to take note, to stop and to notice. When you start noticing, when you verbalize it, when you write it down, when you communicate to someone else, you suddenly realize, wow, there are so many gifts that we have that we just didn't notice before. So let's talk about the art of noticing and let's reflect on this for a little bit. To notice, you must be aware. So let's practice being aware, stopping, removing distractions, maybe by closing your eyes, getting comfortable. And let's just notice the way we kept alive, our breathing. Just focus on the source of life, really, source of oxygen. Breathing in and out just for a few moments. Breathing is something we often don't even think about. We just take it for granted. But noticing our breath reminds us of the rhythm of life, the amazing ability to fill our lungs with oxygen, to release the toxic stuff that we don't need, ongoing all the time in a perfect rhythm and a perfect pattern that itself is miraculous. Now I want you to visualize something. Imagine you're going down the streets of Sydney, and there's many streets that have trees, tall trees. And just think about the last time you saw one of these trees. You drive by this tree every day, you notice it. It's a kind of a big tree. It's got a lot of leaves. Have you stopped to look at the tree? Have you stopped to notice? It's a tree we just expect to be there every day, but at least in our minds, let's stop and notice the color of the leaves, perhaps the small flowers that are budding, the majesty, the tallness of the tree. And just focus and look at that tree in your mind and start to think about the beauty, the intricacies, the flowers that sometimes you can notice on the tree. Our life is a tree. A tree we expect to see every day. But don't stop and think what the tree really looks like. Let's start noticing. Noticing the good things, the small things. Noticing beauty. Noticing blessings. Filling our lives with gratitude. And if you just stop a moment, come back and just think about how sometimes when we're feeling a bit down or some detail in our life is not working out exactly the way we wanted it. If that happened, if you would just stop and think, hey, yes, this is not working, but this, I can count my blessings, I can really notice the things in life that are gifts, that are going well, it'll make it so much easier. So be aware and keep noticing. Have a wonderful day.